supposed to come to be. And people gather around. And they all brought what they could bring. The gold bag went without. I learned a song to sing. The revolution starts now.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, brought to you by New West Records. And our guest this week is Danielle Evan, who has a brand new record out. And the first single from that record is called Five Wishes, but you're not going to hear it off the record tonight. This is Danielle Evan live in our studios.
One, two, three. Is beyond your grasp. A familiar sting that aches for years. Trapped in a well of forgotten tears. One, two, three, four, five wishes. But a million vicious kisses. Down the hill, you would I die for. We're all lost somewhere in our soul. When you can't hold on and you don't let go. But I never ask. Pretend I'm strong behind this mask. One, two, three, four, five wishes. But I mean your vicious kisses. You're what I live for. Five on three, I'm in a spell. 2-1, I'm going down the hill.
Danielle Evan live in our studios, and Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, and that's really great. That's the first single from this record.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play a little bit more live stuff later, but what we normally do around here is people can bring in stuff that they want to play, and occasionally people come in and play, and I've had about three people, I think, play live over the life of the show, you know, over a couple of years. Most people don't bother. It's really kind of cool when somebody actually does it.
I feel so honored.
Yeah, no, there's been so... Michael Fronte, in the very first week that we were taping, brought in a guitar. Who else has played live around here? Beth Orton, I think, played
really?
Live. Yeah, which was really great.
Oh, we're in good company.
That was, yeah, you're
thanks for asking.
This is your first farm aid this year, which is something I've done a whole bunch of years. It's kind of it's a lot of people in one place. I warn you about that. And well, the circle be unbroken is inevitable. You might as well get used to that idea right now.
I'm so excited, like over the moon.
Yeah, how did that happen for you to become involved in farm aid?
You know, I think I'm not exactly sure. I think dumb luck and like just sticking it out. I really don't know. On some level, it's just I got lucky. I got lucky.
My first year, I played at like 9:30 in the morning, and
really?
It was like it was in Austin that year. It was like me and Larry Crane, Mellencamp's guitar player, and you know for years, and I, you know, I don't think, you know, anybody was awake. You
know,
it definitely did me a lot more good than it did farmers at that point in my career. So, you know, I actually ended up writing a song for my second farm aid to sort of make up for that. It's a cool deal. I've seen a lot of really great shows there over the year. But we bring in music, and we might as well get going on your list. This is a Fleetwood Mac tune that you brought in, more specifically a Christine McVie tune that you picked out for this. And this song is called
Sugar Daddy.
Thank you.
Mack on Air America Radio, and Danielle Evan brought that in, and Danielle Evan is our guest this week, and she has a new record out. It's called Danielle Evan, and I was looking at the cover of this. This looks like the serial number tag off of a piece of Altec gear or Yuri gear? It's some kind of ancient outboard studio gear.
It's a phone number.
Oh, it is.
You should call it.
That's kind of dangerous.
It's an interesting number. When we're done, you might want to just...
Okay, well, we'll have to check that out.
It'll make you chuckle.
Well, we got a lot of music to listen to and a lot to talk about. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, brought to you by New West Records. And you're listening to the Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, and we are brought to you by New West Records. And our guest this week is Danielle Evan. And this is a pretty good list that you got going here. Joan Armatrading. I don't think that we've played Joan Armatrading on this show. And actually looking back on it, you know, doing this as long as I have, and as many women as we've had on the show, it sort of surprises me that no one's brought in a Joan Armatrading record, because there is, you know, it's safe to say there's a generation of female singer-songwriters that she had to have been a huge role model for.
I'm sure. No one mentions her anymore. And I used to listen to that one song, The Weakness in Me, over and over and over to the point of, like, delirium. And I was just like, you know what, I'm definitely going to bring it in because it's so beautiful and rich to me. It's one of the best songs I think ever.
That's what this is all about. This is Joan Armatrading on Air America Radio.
When you know I can't answer the phone.
Trading on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Daniel Evan. This is a Farm Aid coming up. Farm Aid's it's a pretty cool thing to get to do. I mean, I've been around it for a while now. I guess this is your first one, but the way it got started, it was about farmers and that were originally. I think the people that started Farm Aid thought that they could actually do something about people being put off of their land. Family farmers were sort of had their backs up against the wall, competing with corporate farming. And it turned out that, the emphasis has shifted over the years. And so it's much more of an environmental benefit, right? Because it's about, what we eat and what we put in our bodies and what we put into the ground to get the stuff that, right, that we eat. And it's pretty amazing. I've watched it evolve over there. You'll hear a lot of talk about biodiesel. Uh-huh. This weekend, an alternative for fuel sources. It's sort of become about that.
Sure.
And it's funny, Willie, the press conference, if you're there early enough, go to the press conference, it can be really entertaining. A year before last, Neil went on for an hour and a half about biodiesel and all the benefits, and Willie said that, and also another advantage of biodiesel is if you get really depressed and you try to kill yourself, you hook up the pipe to your tailpipe, and you don't do anything but gain about 10 pounds, which is a definite advantage. He's a funny guy. And Neil Young is for me, that's just me personally. I'm a Neil Young fan. So
have you ever found a penny on the ground?
Of
course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny.
Air America Radio, and we are brought to you by New.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill?
And you're listening to the Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, and we are brought to you by New West Records. And our guest this week is Daniel Evan. And everybody's got to bring in a Stone song on their list. I mean, almost everybody does. But, we haven't played this one yet. So this is the first. This is Miss You.
Thank you.
doll. People think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy? Sometimes I wanna say to myself. On Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Danielle Evan. And you live in New York, but you grew up in L.A.
Back and forth, kind of.
Yeah, your family's moving back and forth. Your dad was in show business.
And my mom got married a lot.
Yeah.
There's that.
My son is going to make records one of these days, and I just flashed before my eyes. He's going to be giving an interview and come up with an answer really similar to
my
that.
My mom's going to kill me.
It's going to be kind of frightening.
My mom's going to forgive me, Mom. And then life was interesting.
Yeah. We have some friends in common out there on the West Coast, and Maria McKee in particular.
Yeah.
Who I've known since she was about 19 or 20 years old. And we met just before Lone Justice, before they even got the record deal. I mean, Lone Justice actually, they hadn't even met Marvin yet. It was just before that, and the band sort of formed. They were kind of hanging out around. I knew all these this whole kind of rockabilly crowd in L.A., right. Ron Weiser, who had this label called Rollin' Rock, which put out these, it was out in North Hollywood, and him, and there was a guy named Ray Campy, who was a... He was an old, like, one or two hit rockabilly guy from Austin, Texas that ran this really sort of seedy lingerie shop in North Hollywood and sold records out of the back door. North Hollywood, you know, was kind of a holdout for us. It's where the Palomino Club was, and there was sort of there was a little scene out there that was sort of built more around country music.
Yeah.
And Maria just we wrote some songs together. She's a really, really, really good songwriter, you know. And then, you know, her half brother was in love. He wrote some really great songs, and he was in a situation with Arthur that his songs he didn't get the attention and as a member of Love that I think that he deserved. And Maria actually recorded several of his songs with Lone Justice.
Yes,
this is a song of Maria's, and this is from.
It's from Life is Sweet, and it's great. Great record, and it's called Absolutely Barking Stars.
Maria McKee on Air America Radio.
Twin, I live in never comes back.
Maria McKee on Air America Radio, and this is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, and we're brought to you by New West Records. Listening to the Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, and we are brought to you by New West Records. And this week, our guest is Danielle Evan. And this record is just out, and it's called Danielle Evan. Where'd you make this record?
We made it here. Jack Douglas produced it, and he's a very interesting fellow. Many stories about Jack. And we just made it in the city, and I had some great musicians playing with me.
The same man for the whole record? Do you use different guys on different tracks?
You know, because, well, some of the guys live in L.A., so, right. And I live here, so the my live band is a little bit different, but everybody in the band's name was Dan. So we're all Dan's, like Dan Rothschild. Dan Rothschild, my bass player, Dan Petrouche.
So you're calling everybody by their last name, and it sort of sounds like a locker room.
Right.
And you're actually making a record, no matter how hard you try.
Dan Rothschild was Dan Rowe, and then Dan Petrouche was Dan Poe. And I was Dan the girl, and this gentleman who did the strings, this really terrific guy's name was, you know, is also Dan. So his name is Dan Coe. So,
cool.
I know, Coe, Poe, and Rowe. So Tracy Bonham sang on it, and she's wonderful, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. I made a few records before.
What studio did you work in?
We worked at Sony Studios. God, my mind is drawing a blank. Sure. We worked at Sony and a little boutique studio called Boondog. I don't even know if it's there anymore.
Right.
And
studios do come and go here.
They do.
And
it's funny, like, what street is
that? And you'll discover a studio that's been there for years. Like, I found there's a place in the Manhattan Center. Really great recording studio
there.
In there. It's like
it's
like
called the Manhattan Center.
Yeah, it looks like a 1972 or 3 Nashville recording studio. It looks like a log cabin. It's
log
like
I've worked there.
I did a show with Roseanne Cash there, and that's where they actually I mean, a television show, and they actually recorded the music, recorded part of it there.
Right.
And it looks like the kind of studios that were in Nashville
when
I first played there in 19. Yeah, there's a big room, there's a smaller room, but they share a control room.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, but I'm probably going to make my first record in New York this time out, and I've been looking around studios, and it's amazing, you know, the little nooks and crannies that records have been made in this town, all over the city.
There's one called The Magic Shop. Do you know The Magic Shop? I think it's still there on Crosby Street. They have a great live room. Lou Reed makes a lot of his records there.
That's what I need. That's what I'm looking for now. I need to write
that
down.
That still exists.
Downtown Studios is what I'm looking for.
On Crosby, I think, but studios come and go.
Yeah, they do. Sears is, I think, probably, you know, everybody seems to think is the best studio in New York right now. Mm-hmm. I want to go over and take a look at that. But before we get out of here, we have you play one more song for us. And this is
Baby Be Mine.
Baby, be mine.
minutes. Danielle Evan live in our studios, and thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
And this is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. See ya.